Our gospel for this Sunday comes to us from the second chapter of the gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. This is part of those stories, one of those very, very few stories we have of Jesus as a child. Now, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Yes, once again, we come to, as part of our Life of Faith initiative here, where we are trying to find ways in which we connect our regular day-to-day life and our faith and how that all works together. We have another interview sermon this day. This one is very different from the other ones in the sense that most of the other people we interviewed, you know, if they have children, they're all grown. Well, in this one, well, I guess this is very accurate. There is a child growing within her. You know, she's due sometime at the end of January. So she understands what I was talking about earlier about the head cold and everything else like that. And she promised not to hit me this time on camera. But a very different kind of thing. But again, different ways in which we see God at work in our lives and the creativity that is involved with all of it. And so I'd like to invite Bethany Templin to come forward, please.
If you want to keep hands.
I'll have you sit over there so you don't have to go as far.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. There we go. Now, one of the things I got to mention is the fact that we talked about the talk ahead of time, but we did not plan our wardrobes ahead of time. I'm wearing my Darth Vader, you know, clerical, and her entire outfit is Stormtroopers. And so, since the Empire's in the house, we're going to be talking stewardship. Just kidding. But that's something we have in common, a love of Star Wars. But would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more to the congregation?
For those of you that don't know me, my name is Bethany. I'm married to Justin, and we have a daughter, Tamsin, who's 7. We're all matching today, thanks to Justin, so that makes it easy to point everyone out. We've been attending Beautiful Savior for 6 years, going on 7 now, right? So this is our church home currently, now that we're in Tucson.
And you will see Bethany and, you know, in the choir an awful lot, so that's why you see her sometimes at 10, but otherwise you definitely see the two of them, and yes, everyone's matching today. So we don't have to worry about Tamsin being left behind in the temple like today. Everyone knows who she belongs to. So when we've talked in the past, you've had... you know, your story of growing up in the faith and everything else like that is different than a number of people. You had quite a great deal of very definite experiences as a young child. You want to share with us a bit more about that?
So both sides of my family actually come from ministry. So my dad's mom works as a minister, and she goes around to different elderly churches in the Phoenix area and preaches, you know, once a month at the ones that have invited her to them. But the grandparents I had the most interaction with growing up, my grandfather was a missionary for basically the majority of Arizona for teeny tiny little towns that people haven't really heard of. And he started up churches up in some of them, or helped establish and continue mentoring the churches up there. So like Crown King, Arizona, Baghdad, Arizona, Nutrioso, Sholo, Payson area. So he's been all over the place working with many different tiny communities and being taken care of by my grandmother during the day while my mom was at work. I got the privilege of going with my grandfather when he went to do VBSs out at those churches. So I got to experience, as a young child, Tamsin's age, I would go out and I would attend the VBS just to experience it. I'd get to meet the community and see all of the different things going on out there and see how different each church group was, how different everyone is, all in the same area. And as I grew up, as I got into my teen years, Grandpa asked me to start helping him with the VBSs. So I got the privilege of helping teach the young children classes, the VBS, so we could break up the age groups and everyone could learn on individual levels. And I got to see the wonder and joy of God as the kids are learning about all of this stuff as we're teaching and as we're outreaching into communities, which was always so fun to me. But it was different, seeing God in a different way, not just in a church, because some of these communities didn't even have buildings. Some of them were just under a tent because the community was 10 or 12 people up in the woods just wanting to congregate to praise God. So
that had to be quite an experience of, you know, just different people, different places, and everything else like that, much less seeing God at work, you know, through you, through your grandfather, through these people that were gathered together. Now that you are in the big city, well, not the biggest city, not Phoenix, you know, kind of stuff, now you're here, and I mean, you eventually found, you know, you dug just enough somewhere, you know. You saw him and thought, mine. Just for the record, he works for a mining company, just if you don't get the joke. And after I've explained that, you still don't get the joke, so it's okay. Rock on, right? Can you dig it? All right, I'll stop. And eventually you came to the big town. I mean, you got to live in some of these small places.
Yes.
So what's your day like, your usual day like?
So we don't have a usual day aside from now that Tamsin's school-aged, getting her up and getting her to school and picking her up from school. From there, our days are very loosey-goosey. It gives us, you know, we do different things based on what she wants to do, different things as I'm feeling it. It allows us time to pick and choose what works for us, which doesn't work for everybody, but it's a great model for us. And in letting her kind of free roam, it allows me to see what's going on in her daily life and pull life lessons from that to help teach her how God is looking out for her, or how we're being taken care of, or looking at the beauty that's around us if we're outside. All sorts of different small ways to incorporate our daily church into daily life.
So, I mean, there's a lot of creativity in with that, and, you know, yes, in many ways you are a stay-at-home mom homemaker in that regard, but you also do a heck of a lot more. And I mean, I pointed it out earlier, I mean, you've got your you've got the matching outfits to kind of show. You want to talk about your creativity in other ways that you express?
So the best way to classify what I do in my free time, as little of it as I have, is I do textile arts. I love to sew. I love to crochet. I've done all sorts of, you name it, I've probably tried it. I have my finger in all the pies. But with that, my creativity is inspired from what I see in the outside world. So what I see in God's creation, I'm able to pull inspiration from and put it into the things that I do. And in doing so, you know, I wear an outfit and someone will smile and be like, oh, that's so fun. So to me, I'm taking the inspiration from God and blessing others with joy in their lives or some form of expression. It's a way of sharing God's love of us with other people for me.
You talk about, you know, one of the, I made sure I brought this out. Now, many of you know this is my Bible, and it's held together. It was held together for a long time with duct tape and really strong thoughts. And one time at Comic-Con, I came across this one vendor, and they had this material, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Bethany because of our love of things, because this is from a different show, a different TV show from many years ago, and the character on the front cover that she made sure was there, the character's known as Shepherd Book. He's kind of like the futuristic pastor in this sci-fi show and all that stuff. And this is, you know, a way of, you know, the things that we, in the conversations we've had vis-a-vis that show or other things, and how that helps us see and imagine things has always been a blessing. You spoke about how your creativity, your artwork, your artistry is inspired by it, you know, and it, how your faith pours into it. How has maybe your artistry affected your faith?
Well, you're going to make me think, sorry. As if that's not hard enough to do normally now, pregnancy brain too. So I think it all just comes back to inspiration. And while I'm being inspired, the way that, you know, I try to spend a little bit of quiet time, as much as you can get with a little one knocking on the door, mommy, 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 I need what have you. But while I'm creating, that's my time to recenter myself and think about the day and what's been going on in my life and how that's moving me forward and how God's involved in that and what all might be coming of that. And that allows me time to refocus and give praise to God for what he's given me and how he's given it to me and how I might take that love and inspiration and give it back as I'm able to.
See, you got it. The pregnancy brain is allowing you to be creative. Well, no, you're already creative and you're going from there. So is there anything else you would like to share with the congregation in closing this day?
The one thing I'd like to say, we're speaking of creativity, we'll be losing Pastor David, but that might be scary for a lot of us, but I've been to churches that don't have pastors. I've been to churches that have community members speaking as the head, and they rotate through. You see all sorts of different things. Some churches don't even have musicians. Some churches, it's just holding up the signs with the hymnal written on it because that's all you have, and teaching the congregation the melody of it before you sing it. Change is scary, but change is good, and change is God-given. So look to God in this time, because he's going to answer all of our questions, and he's going to provide what we need right now, because he is the greatest inspiration for what we can do out there.
Many of us forget the fact that the word inspire means literally in the spirit. Inspiration is definitely there in everything else. One of the other things that inspires us is, you know, we talked about music, you know, coming up will be the song of the day, and you picked In the Garden because of your grandfather, but he also said that was an opportunity for him to use one of his, shall we say, granddad jokes. You want to share it?
You may share it.
Oh, I get to share it. Okay. listen to the song. It gives you one of the names of God. Andy. Andy. So her grandfather would say, I'm going to go talk to Andy.
Yeah. It was my grandmother's favorite hymnal, and my grandpa poked fun every time he heard her sing it.
So listen to the name of God, Andy, in the next song. But Bethany, thank you. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Thank you so much.